USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris held a virtual meeting with the president of Guatemala. In that meeting, she said she values the partnership between the two countries. Harris also saying,
"And we want to work with you to address both the acute causes as well as the root causes in a way that will bring hope to the people of Guatemala that there will be an opportunity for them if they stay at home."
This on the news that the president has only checked off 12 of his 26 immigration actions he pledged to take during his first 100 days. The United States is announcing plans to provide 60 million AstraZeneca vaccine doses to other countries. White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt defending the timing of the vaccine release. He says few shots are still available right now, so there's no real time to be lost. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Police in Minnesota are discussing an incident that had a school on lockdown earlier on Monday. Plymouth Police Chief Eric Fadden saying the incident at Plymouth Middle School began shortly after school started.
They responded within the hallway. No injuries were reported. One person was taken into custody inside the building.
Police not seeking any other suspects. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced Americans to isolate and do more things through the internet than ever before. A new Pew study found that 31% of U.S. adults now report they go online almost constantly, up from 21% in 2015. 85% of Americans saying they go online on a daily basis. That figure includes 31% who almost report going online constantly, as well as 48% who say they go online several times a day, and 6% who go online only once a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
On the back of a rebound in travel demand, Dallas-based American Airlines is resuming hiring pilots. Last year, American's pilot numbers shrunk as the airline grappled with a fall in demand. Now the airline is preparing for a busy summer. Western Michigan University Dean David Powell tells Fox News that all across the country we're seeing a shortage in pilots.
Oh, they're all announcing they're going to start hiring immediately. So it's really interesting. Before, there was a tremendous need, and now with the shortfalls and the early buyouts that they had, it's just going to get worse.
And with these new pilots comes sometimes zero experience, according to Dean.
We actually have students that have never been in an airplane before then decided they want to be an airline pilot. So for us, it's a boon. In fact, we have more students than we can actually handle right now.
The fire situation is critical in parts of the country due to high winds. Winds up to 65 miles an hour and humidity as low as 5% are creating the bad fire conditions from eastern Arizona to South Dakota. Meantime, a storm system is expected to dump heavy snow from California's Sierra Nevada range to the Colorado Rockies. The Biden administration is going to provide nutrition assistance to over 30 million children over the summer. Officials saying the funding from the American Rescue Plan will go towards feeding low-income children of all ages. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.